Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise, and this is the Dr. Denise Show. And this is the new Creative Mind series. And I'm so excited to have Michelle Pascal here tonight. Michelle, how are you?
I am so good, my Denise.
Oh, my goodness. I love hearing your voice. And you and I know each other so well, but for everyone, Michelle Pascal, you're so multi-diverse. I mean, I just want to say Michelle, but there's so much. So you're a transformational and spiritual, multi-talented artist, meditation teacher, singer, composer, photographer, film director, and you're really, an author. You're really devoted to serving the underserved populations, especially in LA. And we have something so exciting and very important to talk about tonight. But first of all, I just want to say thank you for your devotion to raising awareness about the importance of mental health.
Denise, thank you so much to invite me in your show. And you know, Denise, I know you since many years. You know the admiration that I have for you. I have lived different situations with you, and I saw how your work is unbelievable, unbelievable. So my Denise, first, all my admiration for what you do every day. You save lives, Denise. You save lives. I was witness of that. I saw that by my eyes. So Denise, congratulations for all you do, and all my love, all my admiration for you, Denise.
I have my hand on my heart, everyone. We're doing an audio show, but I'm receiving this love and this energy, but I'm also sending it back to you, Michelle, and also to everyone, because our words, our thoughts, our actions, in the moment of now, this is what we have. And I just want to say thank you for those kind words. It feels like it's just something that I'm here to do. And I feel a real kindred spirit with you and I, knowing that energy exists always, the seen and the unseen. And I want to just pause and thank you for, I wanted to do a series called Creative Minds because I really believe that we're all the happiest when we're in our creative space and being our own best friend. Mm-hmm. And I feel like your skills in so many ways, in fact, it might be really fun for everyone to know what it was like to be little Michelle at age way back in France, if people could know who you were and how your journey of creativity started to get to this point of now.
Denise, your question is very funny for me, touch my heart, because as you explained at the beginning of your show, I am a singer, film director, writer, author, meditation teacher, but my life has not changed. When I was a child, I did the same. If you ask me the first souvenir of my life, when I was a child, so young, I will say 6 years, 7 years, I start to edit little film of Charlie Chaplin. I have a little projector, Super 8, and I cut little film of Charlie Chaplin, and I paste, and I start to edit. I start to write a lot of poems, songs, to sing. I start on stage. I was 9 years old, and music was my life. I mean, my life has not changed. That's the same.
Isn't that just so beautiful to think about, everyone? Like, we're like these children that, if we look back at who was little Denise and who was little Michelle and who are we when we're growing up, right? And when we're following our happiness and our passion, it really is like kind of like an amazing aha, like where does it lead to? So can you just share? There's been so many beautiful twists and turns and creative endeavors that you've been on to get to America. I mean, you've had quite the journey.
It's special because I was born in Paris, in Montmartre. And since I was a child, I say to my family, I am American. I am not French. I want to live in America. This is my land. I say that all the time, and everyone says, shut up, shut up. shut up, you are French, shut up. I say, I don't like France. I don't like French food. I don't, I like, except spirituality. Spirituality in France, of course, it's unbelievable. But I say, no, I am American. And no one understands after. When I live in a monastery, I realize the concept of the reincarnation. Reincarnation, probably as you know, Denise, in Tibetan, the word doesn't exist. The word who exists, it's reactivation. We reactivate the memories of our lives, the memories of our cells, of our energy. So I was immediately attracted by America. My life must be in America. And I live here now since 9 years in LA, and I am here forever, for many lives, I hope so. And I will be so happy that you become my mommy in my next life in America.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. That's like its own show. Okay, when I become your mom. Okay, that's funny. Okay, so first of all, I want to express gratitude for your ability to attract and bridge multi-talented artists, poets, musicians, directors, pioneers in their field, and just that energy attraction to do amazing co-creations. So there's quite a few that you've done, and I think it'd be really fun. I know we have like the newest and most exciting thing that I think we should talk in a little bit about, but perhaps we can talk about your Mind Dive app, there's so much to talk about. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. When I think spirituality, it's an art. We recreate all the time our spirituality. This is what you do, Denise. I know you since many years. I see your talk show, your approaches, your teaching. Every day you recreate your approach. It's an art. When our spirituality is too much the same and we repeat the same things, we don't progress. So I create an app, Mind Dive. It's a free app that everyone can go on this app. And you are on this app, my Denise. It's an honor to host you, to have filmed you. And I hope to do many other projects with you. And it was special because when I was a child, I have an amazing blessing. It was to be born and raised in a violent family, very violent. So I spent all my time in a church because the church close my home was a refuge. I realized that there is no life without peace. There is no life without peace. When we are stressed, we are dead. So,
Michelle?
Yes.
Can I do what I call a sacred pause?
Please.
My abilities to connect with empathy and travel through different times has gotten really strong since you've known me. And right when you said that you experienced violent times as a child, I was able to emotionally travel back to that time and I could feel the feelings. And I just want everyone to know that we all have different levels of awareness, clear knowing, clear feeling, and I'm a high-level empath and intuitive, and I just want to pause and give compassion to the young Michelle and to all people in the universe that have ever had any kind of abuse, neglect, or suffering. And I know you mentioned that was a time I actually had tears when I just heard that, but I also feel like you're about to tell us how through that suffering, you went into the suffering. And that was like this creative born, like you, there was this magic alchemy, but I don't want to underestimate everyone the power of suffering and abuse and neglect and violence. And I just want to honor you as you were saying that. I wanted to pause and just honor the feelings of what that must have been like as a child and how you were able to grow and ascend and be here now.
You know, I can share with you and with all your followers something very special. When I was a child, and it was an abuse every day when you were punched, etc. It's a lot of violence, etc. I was under my bed. I was scared. And I listened every day, Earth, Wind and Fire. You know, and I was listening Earth, Wind and Fire, and when I was listening Philippe Bailey, the singer of Earth, Wind and Fire, and Verdine White, and this musician, you know, the melodies like Fantasy, you know, la la ya, da 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 ya, do 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 do. I was listening that, and this music was my medicine to keep hope, to keep light. And many years after, it's a dream for me to see that the Earth, Wind and Fire, they play with me. So I have explained this story to Verdine White, and Verdine gave me a big hug and he said, "My Michel, we love you. We are here to play with you, and it's amazing when we perform together." So with Myron McKinley, my brother, the music director of Earth, Wind and Fire. So each time I am on stage and I sing with Myron, and I remember when I was a child and I was listening his music. Wow, what a tonglen, as we say in Buddhism. Hein? Tonglen, this is a practice to transform the emotion. But just to finish about that, I will say something maybe special.
You know, actually, I just want to tell you, I got lightning bolt chills, and I thought I saw a 360-degree circle of healing. I saw going into the suffering, I saw the hope, I saw the spark, and then I just felt it. And I think that it's really one of those, you know, this is your story, and you know your story, but so many of us have stories where you need to know when you're whatever, where I like to talk about stages of crisis, stabilization, and thrive. And to think about you going from being underneath the bed as a child and afraid, and then listening to the music and having hope, and now to performing on stage, I mean, with them and doing healing shows. And it's something that words cannot describe.
You know, my Denise, I think we cannot help people who suffer if we have not experienced the suffering.
I agree with you.
Of course.
I agree. I am thankful. I want to actually pause and thank anyone in this lifetime that's ever trespassed against me, stolen from me, raped me, threatened my life. I have many, many stories, and I believe that that gives you the humility and the joy of being in the moment of now, and that this is the only moment we have, but it also gives you absolute gratitude for attracting greater light and greater love if you're able to be in that space of awareness and that space of healing and that space of safety.
You know, Denise, when we meet you, we feel that. When we meet you, we feel that you have experimented and transcend the suffering. Denise, me, I admire you because you are what you teach. You are what you teach. You are what you say. You are what you explain to people. You are what you pray, because you have lived. I will say there is no resurrection without crucifixion. And, you know, I come also from a Buddhist monastic life. And I was fascinating to see that every Tibetan people, you know, Denise, were tortured by the Chinese army, or the generation just before. And they escaped from Tibet and they live in Nepal, or like Dalai Lama and a few in the north of India. I was fascinating to see how all the Tibetan people were tortured. We could say they could have a huge PTSD, trauma, etc. They have an amazing joy. They are happy all the time. Why? Because in the Tibetan culture, we are educated to recycle the emotion all the time. And this is the fantastic practice of Buddhism. The name is Tonglen. Tonglen in Tibetan means to give and to receive. We can translate Tonglen in English and say to recycle, to compost. So they never tell. They never talk about their trauma. They never talk about the torture. They never talk about the camp. Because they know that the more we talk, the more we trigger the mental picture of the pain. So all their energy is concentrated to transform the pain. And for me, it was an incredible school to, I was disciple of Chepa Dorje Rinpoche during 15 years. So it's an amazing school. when we see Tibetan people every day so happy instead of PTSD.
So can I bridge this enlightened topic to, I saw the most amazing lecture with Dr. Dan Siegel and Minos Kafatos talking about, and I know you and I are both champions of the linear and the nonlinear, the Newtonian and the quantum view of the universe, the material and the post-material. And when I think of the Tibetans and what you just talked about, using the energy of recycling emotions, I'm not a quantum physicist, but I really gather and summarize data. And I love that Minos Kafatos and Dr. Siegel at UCLA in 2015, when I went to their lecture, talked about when you're in that place of suffering, this is the crisis, suffering, stabilization, thrive. At that point of suffering, there's also the most infinite amount of energy for change. So when you can take that energy and turn it in alchemize, and this is tagging off of your recycled emotions, the moments of now, Buddhism, we are living at such an amazing time in history where the East and the West and the holistic and the science and, you know, the Dalai Lama. And I, by the way, I just want to do a sacred pause and put my hand on my heart. So I believe the very first time I ever met you was in 2016 on the rooftop of your place in your apartment. I was just about to go on my first voyage to India. To be in Dharamshala. And then 2018, I was blessed to represent the United States and speak about nurturing children's mental health. So I want to just explain that to everyone, that there are no coincidences. So I want to, number one, honor what you were just saying about recycling emotions. And I want to hear, we're going to segue into your practice of meditation, but I want to honor the scientific method. And I want to say that in your MindDive app, you have the pioneers, the luminaries, people who have experienced near-death experiences. And so I want to compliment your ability to bridge science and spirituality with humility and joy and entertainment in such a creative way.
Well, Denise, this is what you do every day, to bridge science and spirituality and psychology. So, of course, as you say, Denise, many times, we must have an holistic approach for every problem. I was very attracted by the Tibetan Buddhist experience, and I have adapted that for the prisoners in Los Angeles, as you know. And it's beautiful when you talk that there is hope in this world. We talk all the time about the negative, but there is positive. And for example, I can share with you the last survey that we have at Amity Foundation since the COVID. So Amity Foundation now, since the COVID, all my classes are online and by video. But it was a good thing because at Amity, they share all these videos to 35 jail in America. 35 jail and places with Amity. It's around 20,000 prisoners every day since 1 year and a half. What do we see? At Amity Foundation, with the population incarcerated, the most affected by suicide, and you know the data, population incarcerated, 4 times more suicide tendencies than any other people. Mm-hmm. At Amity Foundation, Denise, we have zero suicide. Zero. Zero. It's unbelievable. And 100% of the prisoners, they say we are happy at the end of every meditation session. And we have a new data, incredible. In California, 80% of the parolees return to jail. At Amity, since the COVID, 90% of the prisoners never return to jail. So this result on the population the most affected by mental issues is absolutely exceptional in America. So I will say, what is the secret? How is it possible to have this result? First, at Amity, exactly as you say, Denise, there is an holistic approach. There is nutrition, there is sport, there is coaching, there is motivation. This is what we name, you know, probably the therapeutic program for the prisoners. And our way of meditation is the favorite activity of the prisoners. They ask more and more and more sessions every day, every day. So in our way of meditation, we don't talk about the trauma. We dissolve the trauma. And we dissolve the trauma when we calm the mind. And in our meditation approach, we don't ask any effort to the person. We don't say, take a deep breath. We don't say, be focused on your breath or count your breath, because we know no one is able to be concentrated. It's not possible. The brain is running all the time, and to be concentrated, it's near impossible, especially for communities. I will say I teach for celebrities. This is worse for celebrities. They are absolutely unable to be concentrated 2 seconds. So it's amazing to see there is a hope in this world, my Denise, exactly as you say, exactly as you live. And the result for the prisoners is absolutely unique in America.
So prior to COVID, I want you all to know I was there at the time of inception of your program, and I feel incredibly blessed that when you walk in the Amity Foundation into the room, right when you walk in, there's an energy of love.
True.
And
true.
There's beautiful artwork that represents multidimensional, multicultural, very transcendent environment. So when you're walking in there for the first time, if this is your first time, who's this Michelle? I'm just thinking, if I was a parolee or anyone, who's this Michelle Pascal? What's going to happen? Oh, my God. Why do I have to go to this sing-along? Right? So immediately, you know, you're in this very kind of intense neighborhood in LA, and you walk into this place that's like this haven of love. So there's this already transmission of love and energy and blessing. And I think immediately that environment is felt, because I remember being there as you were singing and being with all the parolees. I'll just say individuals. So, because that's even a healthy term, because these are beautiful souls that are on their own path and journey to healing. And so I think that that environment that's created, and that thinking, and that whole, and all the staff too. I mean, I think you probably want to, there's been so many amazing, inspiring people at the Amity Foundation that have been just such a big part of the family, the healing, wouldn't you say?
I will say something special. In this world, the poorest people of America, of Los Angeles, in downtown LA, they are the pioneer of a new spiritual world. Excuse me, when there is zero suicide on the population, mm-hmm. the most affected, not on 100 guys, on 20,000 prisoners now. So when you have zero suicide on 20,000 persons, the most affected by suicide, there is a moment we must say, but there is a solution. It works. It works. The solution, again, it's exactly what you say, Denise, and I, when you talk about a holistic approach. It's not only my meditation. No, there is coaching, as we say, nutrition, sport, motivation, there is food, there is chef, I mean, there is concert, there is an incredible positive energy to lift up the mind 24 hours for the guys. And the guys are tested every few hours if they take any drugs, if they take any alcohol, they go back to isolation immediately. So it's very strict. So the thing is, yes, with this meditation based on the Tibetan Buddhism, the fact that we don't talk about the pain, but we dissolve the pain. And when we calm the mind, we dissolve the pain as the wind can dissolve the cloud in the sky. When we are calm, we feel better immediately. So it is incredible to see that in our world, there is a hope. we talk about suicide, and we will talk about the film with Deepak Chopra in a few minutes. But everyone in September talk about mental health, talk about mental issues, about suicide. My friends, prisoners at Amity, they said to me last week, Michel, they talk about mental health, but they don't know that the poorest people of LA, the question of suicide is solved since 6 years. It's interesting to see that it works. It's amazing. So
I'd like to interject. I talk about an essential foundation for reaching optimal spiritual, physical, and mental health, and awareness, self-love, and altruism. And when I think of, I want to be very elevated in talking about meditation as mind medicine, but there's also a very, very deep transmission of love that's activated in your teachings.
Maybe because meditation, my Denise, meditation has said Chepa Dorje Rinpoche, has said Ilgo Kyentse Rinpoche, has said Dakpo Rinpoche, has said Trulshik Rinpoche, etc., or the Tibetan master. Meditation, it is not a technique.
It's part of life.
It's a transmission.
Yes, a transmission of love and energy.
Denise, I will say something to you. Excuse me. You are very Tibetan, my Denise. When we enter your office, excuse me, Denise, if there is someone who transmits an incredible energy, this is you.
Can I actually hold my heart? When I was at the Dalai Lama's birthday celebration in Orange County in 2015, and His Holiness was on the stage, and all the children of Agape came on stage. I'm getting chills thinking about it. And they started to sing. I'm getting chills. My entire body's full of chills. I can feel His Holiness love of the children. Yes. And right in my mind's eye, I saw the Tibetan children. And I saw you're going to India. And so when I'm in India, if you see my pictures, everyone, when I'm in India, I look so happy. Maybe like Tibet and India is my home, you know, like America's your home. So I have this really strong heart connection and love connection and transmission of energy. And I want to honor the work that you've been doing and continue to do and what we're going to keep talking about, but that transmission of love and care and self-love. So once you have this aha moment of the methodology and these amazing, the 20,000 individuals and souls you've just talked about, when you have that sense of hope and love, that is like a DNA, ethereal, it's a material and non-material activation that allows hope. And, you know, we talk about epigenetics, turning genes on and off. And that unseen energy of love is more powerful than the words can even describe.
You know, my Denise, I will say we cannot talk to someone's stress. When I am facing the prisoners, if I say, take a deep breath, they say, you are not respectful, Michel. You don't see our life is difficult. So if we cannot talk, we can tune. We can shift the energy of the person with our calming energy. And we cannot lie to a prisoner. A prisoner, it's also someone extremely intuitive. So they feel immediately the calming energy. So I will say, as say my Rinpoche, meditation, it's 1% visualization and breathing, but 99%. This is what we name in Tibetan the powa. The powa in Tibetan means transfusion of consciousness. We transfuse, we transmute our energy to the person. So immediately it shifts the magnetic fields of the person. Immediately the person, release the tension. And this little hoof, this is the key. Because at the moment you release the tension, you upgrade the serotonin, the hormone of the wellness, and immediately the person feel better and the person become addicted to the peace. At Amity Foundation, I will say we do a sort of cognitive re-education without exercise. with no storytelling. We don't talk about the pain. It was also something very revolutionary when I entered at Amity Foundation 6-7 years ago. I say I will ask no question to the prisoner. I don't want to ask any question because any question triggers the mental picture of the guilt, of the trauma that they have lived. No, we calm the mind. And when we calm the mind, the person feels better and become addicted to the peace immediately. So this is the reason why, with this approach, we have zero suicide on the population the most affected. So I think it's, I am very glad to be guest on a documentary on Netflix. We are filming for Netflix at this moment because they produce, my friend Eric Medveld is a director for Netflix and he directs a documentary about suicide in the US Army. As you know, in US Army, every day, 22 persons take their life, 22 per day. We have never seen that since the story of America. So they invite me in this documentary to talk about that because in San Diego, at the US Army in San Diego, we start to develop our program since many months. The same with the firemen of New York, the same for 911, John Hopkins University is working on my way of meditation, etc. I am very blessed, very happy, not for me. Me, I am not interested by you. I come from a monastic life. We are not interested by ourselves. We are not proud of ourselves. We don't know these emotions. I am only interested by the result. If we have suicide, yes or no. And when we see zero suicide on the population, the most affected on suicide, there is a moment we must be humble and we must be inspired by the prisoners of Los Angeles. They are the experts. They are the teacher. They are not PhD. They have no diploma, but they have zero suicide. So it works. We must be humble facing these guys.
So we are in September, which is National Suicide Awareness mm-hmm. Month. And as an adult and child integrative psychiatrist, I can tell you that, you know, 50% of lifelong mental health challenges happen mm-hmm. before age 14, 75% before age 24. And we know that in all age groups, suicide, especially after COVID, has been increasing in every age group. And mm-hmm. I've been on the front lines helping people during the pandemic. I've had to make some home visits. And I just want to give a pause to everyone that's mm-hmm. out there that's had any family member themselves or any loved one ever suffer with mental health issues, ever think about suicide, or anyone that's taken their lives. And I just want you to know that we're here on Earth. And it's really, I like to say Earth is a tough place, but we need to have hope. And so I want you to keep going now and give us the hope of the film that you're working on and all that you're doing.
Denise, again, when we talk about suicide, and I have the idea of the film, narration, narrative, not a documentary. I didn't want to make a documentary and every person talk about the pain and the pain. I was not interested by that. I was interested to write a story based on true stories because the suicide happens every 40 seconds in America. So every 40 seconds, there is a true story about suicide. But 14 years ago, I was in Paris, and after the mass, I was living just near the cathedral, Notre Dame of Paris, and I loved to go at the mass every day when I was in Paris. And after the mass, one day, I opened the news, and I saw a child, 12, 13 years, took his life, and I cried. I read the news, and I was crying. And I say, oh my gosh, I would like to make a film, a fiction, to create a big bang. But it was 14 years ago. No one was interested by the suicide. So I talked to my friend Gabriella Wright, the actress, and Gabriella and me, we were end by end to find producer, to talk to people. Everyone said, no way, a film about suicide? Poof, ridiculous. No one wants to listen to that. And 10 years after, suicide became the second common cause of death in America. This is the official data. And we start to make the film just by ourselves, Gabriela and me. No one was interested to believe in the film. And one day, I have the blessing to ask to my dearest friend, Deepak Chopra, Deepak, do you accept to be in my app? And I remember I sent an email to Deepak an evening, and Deepak replied to me immediately, very early in the morning. And I was shocked how Deepak was very kind and said, Michel, of course, come in New York and let's film for your app. So I called Gabriela and I said, Gabriela, come with me to interview Deepak. I present Deepak to Gabriela. And suddenly during the interview for the app, I said to Gabriela, Gabriela, let's talk to Deepak about our film, about the suicide. Deepak first was very surprised to discover that suicide is the second common cause of death from 10 years old, Denise.
I know, sweetheart. I'm on the front lines. I hear it.
10 years old.
I see it. Crazy. I hope these kids do not do it.
And I was shocked by the Gabriela and me. We were crying because Deepak suddenly said, ask me what you want. I will do all I can to help you in the film. And I remember I said, Deepak, do you accept to play like an actor your character in the film? It's a fiction. I say, it's not a documentary. And Deepak said, yes, 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 it's okay. Let's film. Let's do that. So I was very happy to film Deepak and after Gabriela, etc. And our producer, Stephen Powers, was the person who present me to Deepak 5 years ago because Deepak was in LA to present his last book. I think it was a book with Menas Kafatos. Yes, it was a book with Menas. And Stephen Powers, the producer, say, oh, Michel, I produce the show of Deepak at the Skirt Bowl in LA. Have you time to come and to sing a few minutes before the show of Deepak? And I came to sing. And instead of to sing 1 minute, I sing maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes. It never stopped. And Deepak was so sweet. And Stephen was the person who present me to Deepak. So after when we did the film with Gabriela, we say, let's call Stephen Powers again. Because Stephen was the foundation of this film. And Stephen naturally became the producer of the film. And as you know, last weekend, Deepak, Gabriela, and Stephen Powers have presented the film in Las Vegas at the big festival Life is Beautiful. They present exactly the trailer. And there is an amazing feedback from the trailer, and the first week of November, we will present the full screening of the film for the first time, because the film is chosen in the selection of the World Asian Festival of Film in Los Angeles. And I am so honored to do that, and I am so grateful to work with Krista Kleiner, my friend, TV host. She will be the person for the interview, and she's associated to the film with our movement, One Art, with our associate, Raghu, and all the people on our board. And it's amazing to see how the film federates many people immediately. It's really exceptional. So in the same time, the film is on deal. It's confidential. It's the attorney and the lawyers are making the deal of the film for Big Network. And the film will be broadcast next year. But if you want to see the film, and I invite you, my Denise, it will be my honor to host you for the premiere of the film in Los Angeles at the World Asian Festival.
I'm smiling and I'm so grateful to see. I'm just thinking this is a similar situation when you were under the bed and listening to Then Earth, Wind and Fire, and then get to be on stage and then thinking of you crying and feeling the suffering of someone that has taken their life, and then to have that resiliency and that ascension and that devotion to helping people realize, that suicide is real and that there are prevention, there are tools, there are ways to have inner peace. And then to see you bridge all of your creative tools, teachings, wisdoms, heart energy, love energy to work with such gifted producers, musicians, you know, Deepak, everyone. You know, there's so much gratitude for the amount of love that's taken to get to this point with the film We Are Never Alone. And it's just such an honor to have you here on the show tonight and to think about, you know, this movie, but this movement, this transmission to give people hope.
Yes, absolutely. And also for me, the most important when we talk about suicide or mental health, it's not to talk about the data of the disaster. We know that. But it's to talk about hope, as you say. And again, when we see what's happening at Amity with the prisoners the most affected by suicide, no way we can change the world. We can save the world. It's a question of method. It's a question of approach. I will be very simplistic if it works on the population the most affected by suicide, the prisoners. And when we say prisoners, 20,000 persons. We can touch, we can save 20 billion people affected by suicide. So suicide, it's not a fatality. I think it's very important to learn from the prisoners of LA. They are the pioneers. They are the experts. They are the teacher. I say all time to them, I am not your meditation teacher. You are not my students. There is no teacher. There is no students. We exchange an energy, a transmission of energy. And I will say, Denise, this is exactly what you do. This is exactly what you do. I saw you with my eyes saving the life of someone from my family. I saw this situation with my eyes, and I want to say that in your talk show. I talk in your talk show. I saw you, Denise, saving the life of someone from my family. So I have no words facing you, my Denise. And when we talk about transmission of energy, a holistic approach, this is exactly what you do, Denise. And we say all the time, like two kids together, we are complementary. Maybe one day we will make a TV show between spirituality and your approach. I mean, all is possible. All is
possible. My hands on my heart, because I'm so grateful. And I'm open to infinite possibilities. And I also, Michelle, before we wrap up, is there anyone, can we honor those ancestors that are in the other realms that are part of our team? Is there anything you'd like to say? Because I always like to remind everyone that besides we are not alone here on Earth, we're not alone. Because I know that everyone has their belief system, but I know that I believe energy exists all the time and that we have angels and ancestors watching over us. Is there any gratitude you would like to say at this time before?
Yes, I would like to say that I pray every day all my gratitude for my Rinpoche, all my gratitude for Chepa Dorje Rinpoche. And all my gratitude to Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. Both are my parents, my spiritual parents. I will say my spiritual daddy is my Rinpoche, and my general mother, she's very strict. It's Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, what we name in the Catholic Church, Little Flower, the Little Teresa, Teresita, as we say in Spanish.
That's beautiful. Well, Michelle, with utmost gratitude and thanks, thank you for being here at this sacred space and time. And can you let everyone know where they can find you? Of course, I'm going to have your bio, but can you let everyone know how they can find you?
Yes, everyone can find me on Instagram, Michelle Meditates, Michelle MICHEL, and Meditates. Also on my page on Facebook. On my app, MindDive, my website, michelpascal.tv, and I direct a lot of retreats now in Hawaii, in Kona, on Big Island, and especially retreat with dolphin. So it's amazing to meditate with dolphin, and I hope one day, Denise, to co-create a retreat with you. It would be beautiful.
I'm smiling. I'm smiling at all of it. I'm just smiling.
I want to see you with a dolphin, my Denise. You will be crazy. I know you. And we make dance meditation with a fire. I want to see you dancing.
Yeah, well, you know, you see me dancing. I do my dances. Okay, with, oh my goodness. Okay, so everyone, I think one of the things I want to say is the hope and the joy, and remember, we are never alone. And thank you so much, Michelle. I can't wait to see you. Thank you.
I love you, Denise. I love you. I have just that to say to you. Thank you for all you do, my baby. Thank you, my Denise.
I love you too. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you to each of you.